right, joining me right now from the Animal in Colorado Springs, CBS Sports Radio, it's Sports Guy Mike, at Sports Guy Mike. And my first question has nothing to do with Colorado. It's how a Steeler fan, who, oh, by the way, was born in the Bronx, ends up in Colorado.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Lloyd. Here's the thing. My mother was, you're going to laugh, she was a big fan of Franco Harris, nevertheless. Let me just say, she had a crush on Franco Harris.
It was the beard.
My first football game ever was the 1979 Super Bowl in Tampa.
Wow.
So I met Penn Steelers, and it's grown since then.
Wow. Your first football game ever was the Super Bowl?
Yeah, no, it was a Pro Bowl.
Oh, Pro Bowl.
1979 in camp. I was 10 years old.
Well, talk about setting the bar kind of high. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I got you. Okay, well, that all makes sense to me then. Because I'm weird like that too, though, Mike. I'm a transplant of Arkansas who's a New York Giants fan. So I don't know.
Wow.
So I'm exactly the same level of weirdness that you are. So it's okay. It's okay. It's quite all right. So now here we are. Right, we're ready to open training camp, and I don't remember a time in the NFL in the last maybe 5 years where there's been so many training camps that are opening under such weird scrutiny. And I know this is not what Denver wanted to start their training camp, with their star linebacker being possibly suspended for 4 games. What is going on? Take us inside, and what are the thoughts that are happening in Denver right now?
Well, right now, like I was telling you earlier, the big thing is that I think people are more disappointed in Von Miller. My wife is an A&M. She's an Aggie. So I've always followed Von's career. And then him coming here was kind of a plus because we got to see the evolution of his career. And I think more so the people here in Colorado are a little disappointed. You know, keep in mind, this isn't the first time. Miller tested positive for amphetamines and marijuana in his rookie year.
Right.
So this isn't his first go-round. So it makes people, especially fans, you know, a little skeptical and maybe upset about, you know, what this guy's, you know, where his head is at. You know, obviously Denver also lost Elmas Dumervil to the Ravens in free agency. So this was just almost like the second punch of a 1-2 punch.
Years ago, you would have said, well, as long as you have Peyton Manning, you're fine. Do Broncos fans feel that way, or is there genuine concern that those first 4 games, which, by the way, aren't necessarily easy games? There's a couple of challenging games in there. I think you got the Ravens. I think you got the Giants, and I forget, the Eagles, I think, was one. I forget the other one.
Oakland. Baltimore, the Giants, Oakland, and Philly.
Yeah.
Are the first 4 games. So he'll miss, a huge game in New York. Against the G-men and the Baltimore opener that's on Thursday night. You know, these guys have got a lot of revenge, if you will, to kind of be a little blunt about it.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of have revenge on their mind. And not having Von Miller in that slot, whether or not it affects it completely, but I'm sure it's going to be a big hole to fill. Let's put it that way.
Can Peyton Manning cover up the ills of this team? Because I'll be honest with you, I was surprised that Elvis didn't re-sign. And there's a big, one of the staples, even in the Tim Tebow days, was having the, you know, regardless of what the offense did, this defense is going to keep you in the game. Now it seems like the team is taking a step back, especially for these first 4 games. But can this be like Indianapolis, where a great offense becomes the defense?
You know, it's kind of hard to say that. Like you said, 5-6 years ago, I probably would have said yeah. Now, it just seems like it's going to be a lot for Peyton to overcome at this stage in his career. We saw what happened during the playoffs, something I had said on my show that, you know, I said the cold is going to become a factor, you know, and for some reason we had an unseasonably warm winter,
mm-hmm.
So he really didn't get to feel the angst of the cold until the playoffs. And then we kind of saw what that cold did. And I'll still stand my ground and say it's a factor. So as far as him being able to overcome it, I'd like, you know, as a guy that covers the Denver Broncos, I would like to see that. I just don't know if it's possible. I still think, now keep in mind too, Lloyd, that the Denver Broncos have statistically the weakest schedule out of all 32 teams.
Mm.
So if you look at their schedule, it's not the toughest schedule you ever saw in your life. You know, they're playing Kansas City, Tennessee, San Diego, Jacksonville. So there's teams in, you know, they have a very good chance, I think, because of the weakness of their schedule. So, you know, to answer your question, I'd like to see him overcome it. Will he do it? It's going to be yet to be seen.
But, you know, that may be a detriment, even though it's a weak schedule. I'm one of those guys that feels like that can be a negative because it doesn't necessarily prepare you going forward. So if you're not playing quality talent, or if you're, that requires you to have to do two things. Now you got to go out and blow those guys out just to feel like you're getting a good workout, or just to feel like you're getting better. But if you're not getting blowing these guys out, then it may not be a benefit to play a weak schedule.
Right. You know, and you make a good point, because what happens is you look at the schedule, you hear guys like us talking about it, saying, oh, you guys have the weakest schedule, and it kind of gets in a player's head.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to players, and I know that for a fact, because they've told me, they go, you know, Mike, the biggest thing is you want kind of a middle-of-the-road type of schedule so that the pressure is off of you. You don't have to go in and go, well, you know, KC's coming here to Denver, you know, we better blow them out. And if we don't, then what are guys like us going to say?
Yeah.
So it does tend to be a detriment, and it kind of gets in their head. But at the same time, you know, as a player, you want to get behind the schedule and go, you know what, we have the easiest schedule, and they're going to talk about us if we don't. So sometimes it's almost pressure pushed. You have to get your game face on every single Sunday.
The bye week is in week 9, and then after that, the Broncos go on the road for 5 of the last 8 games. The question I have for you is, what would constitute a win? If Von Miller is not there for those first 4 games, what would constitute a win and keep them from getting behind the 8 ball, so to speak?
Well, those first 4 wins, obviously, you want to see them. Me personally, by looking at this staff, that Baltimore game is almost going to be, regardless of Von Miller's presence, I still think is going to be not a blowout, but it's going to be a big win for them, mainly because of what happened with Baltimore losing 9 of their players from that Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to tell me that Baltimore is going to come in and play the same football that they did last season. It's just not going to happen. The Giants is going to be tough because it's in New York without Von Miller. So I think if they can walk away with 3 out of those 4, they'll be in good shape, even 2 out of the 4. But I could easily see them taking care of Baltimore, Oakland, and even Philly, regardless if we see Michael Vick taking the snaps or Nick Foles.
Yeah, I don't know what Philly's going to bring. That may be the biggest mystery in the NFL this season,
yeah,
as to what Philadelphia is going to do. All right, well, since I have you on, and I do know that you are a Steelers fan, I will give you these closing minutes to advocate for your Steelers.
Well,
I'm just saying, it just seems
here's
right.
Here's the thing. Last year I went to the Philly game in Pittsburgh, and it was a joy because I hadn't been back to Pittsburgh since I was a teenager, so it was really nice. I think that losing Mike Wallace was a big, big positive for that Steeler offense. I think that a lot of people are forgetting about the fact that, you know, Todd Haley, Ben Roethlisberger, people said towards the end of the season they were having issues. Look, every coach and quarterback has their issues. They're not all going to get along. Peachy Keen, come over to my house and have dinner. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But they've figured out a way to get along, do what they have to do on the football field, and I think we're going to see a completely different Steeler football team attitude-wise, especially inside the locker room. And I've gotten that from William Gay and a couple other people that I've talked to, and you just have to wait and see. You have to trust me when I tell you that this is going to be a completely different team. This is not going to be an 8-8 Pittsburgh Steelers team that you saw last year.
So you think this is better? This is a plus that Mike Wallace won't be there?
Look, Mike Wallace, if you would have asked me last year when they were talking about getting rid of him, I absolutely would have told you, don't get rid of Mike Wallace. We need him. I know he doesn't know how to run routes, but he's the fastest thing on turf. I don't know what else to tell you.
Right.
But then when they were saying he might leave, I was like, good riddance. Because when you drop seven balls as a Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver, guess what? It's time to go.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, follow him at SportsGuyMike on Twitter. And you can listen to him on CBS Sports Radio, The Animal in Colorado Springs. Thank you, Mike.
You got it, Lloyd. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Sports Guy Mike. He thinks Denver's going to be okay, but those first four games are critical. I agree with him. Peyton Manning is older. And as long as he's older, you don't get that much better when you're older. So you're playing behind the eight ball. And if you got five of your last eight on the road, could be critical. Let's